voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, caller and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Hello and welcome to All Things Radio 467. Hope you had a great holiday and we're so very glad to be back. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Bill. I'm just a little bit sick of turkey and cranberry and stuffing and all that stuff because I had two or three different Thanksgiving dinners with friends and with family. So we're doing fine. How's things doing with you, Mike?
Oh, doing pretty good. We had both fried turkey and smoked turkey. I have to vote for the smoked turkey, but also I wanted to share, I noticed I came home and my Google would not play any radio station. So I realize now you have to say the word radio station. So you have to say, hey, Google, play radio station Legend Oldies Radio. So there you go. Now, will it say that way? I don't know. But that, as of now, if your Google isn't playing radio, you have to say the word, preface it with radio station.
Well, they always change these things. Hopefully, maybe they'll get a standard for these voice control devices because people aren't going to always remember that. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So what's coming up tonight, Jeff?
Well, we have a very busy podcast. First of all, we'll talk about the world of broadcasting from a national perspective. Then we'll follow it up with Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes. And in Bill Sparks' featured section, let's remember 1981. What were you doing in 1981? Well, we'll get to hear what Mutual was talking about in 1981 as they did a year in review, and this is part one of a two-part special. Then in my featured station section, we're going to listen to all of those new adult contemporary or soft adult contemporary radio stations. We're going to start in Sacramento, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and in Detroit, Michigan. Finally, in my classic air check section, we're not going to play an air check, but we're going to play a bunch of radio jingles from a jingle collector named Michael Neff, and if you love jingles, you're going to like that. All in all, a very busy podcast. Over to you, Bill.
Yes, and it's time for Jeff's award-winning news, and it's extra good this week.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Let the sports battle begin in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Univision and Cumulus report their third quarter revenue results, while another radio company is in bankruptcy. And finally, we'll let you know what's happening on the street. Now that we're back from our Thanksgiving break, the world of radio certainly churned out a lot of news. The last two radio companies reported their third quarter revenue results, and for Cumulus, the revenue results were down 1.7%. One thing that's noticeable in this report is that Cumulus did not give us any information about their Westwood One division, and the third quarter revenue results were a look at revenue from Cumulus from last year's third quarter results to this year's third quarter results. So what happened with Cumulus? Their revenue results were down 1.7%. You also have to remember that Cumulus just exited bankruptcy. Mary Berner, CEO of the company, is very positive about Cumulus, saying that they're involved in podcasting and other digital ventures, and they're hoping to recoup much of the revenue that they lost with these new ventures. We'll let you know more about Cumulus in a future All Things Radio podcast. Another company that reported its third quarter revenue results was Univision. Univision's radio revenue was up 3%. However, its television revenue was down. The overall revenue for the company was down 17%. One big problem for Univision was its television division. Univision, unfortunately, was unable to gain rights to the FIFA World Cup event, which was picked up by Telemundo, the other competing Spanish television network. It will be interesting to see what happens to Univision in the next few months with a 17% drop in revenue. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Is this the year for radio companies going bankrupt? We've already seen iHeart, Cumulus, and Steel City Media going bankrupt. Well, now it's time to add another group to the list. That's LBI Media, Liberman Broadcasting, which owns Spanish radio stations in Texas and California, as well as TV stations and the Estrella Network. LBI Media will certainly have to find ways to make money, and we'll let you know more about this bankruptcy proceeding as it progresses in a future All Things Radio podcast. Earlier this year, we also pointed out that Steel City Media, owner of radio stations in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Kansas City, Missouri, went through the bankruptcy proceedings as well. However, their bankruptcy proceedings have been settled out, and the Frischling family, owner of Steel City Media, is in control of the company, with their junior and senior creditors also taking a stake in the company. What's going on in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Well, a sports battle is beginning in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When Good Karma Broadcasting bought out the Scripps Radio properties, they changed radio station WKTI-FM from its country and western format to an ESPN affiliate. Well, iHeartMedia has also made changes to the radio landscape as they've dropped the Top 40 format on radio station WRNW-FM. They transmit on a frequency of 97.3, and they've installed the sports format, and they're calling themselves 97.3 The Game. The programming that has been heard on radio station WOKY-FM, they transmit on a frequency of 920, is now being migrated to 97.3 The Game, and we'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Now it's time to take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. What's up at radio station WXTU-FM in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania? The radio landscape is changing at this radio station as Frank Lario has exited the morning show at the Beasley-owned country and western radio station. The morning show is hosted by Andy Summers, and Beasley is looking for a co-host to fill the vacancy left by the departure of Frank Lario. Saga has made changes to the radio landscape in Manchester, New Hampshire, with a translator on 97.3. They've dropped their Pop CHR format in favor of a Classic Hits format. The station calls themselves Rewind 97.3, and they're using the services of the HD2 signal of radio station WZID-FM, licensed to Concord, New Hampshire. Entercom is making more changes to the radio landscape, this time in Minneapolis, Minnesota. What's happening at radio station KMNB-FM? The station, for the last 7 years, has programmed a country and western format, but it looks like that format is going away on September 3rd. We suspect the format will be a soft adult contemporary format. The station last used a soft adult contemporary format on this frequency 7 years ago with the call letters WLTE-FM. According to reliable sources, it looks like the light format may be coming back to this radio station, and we'll provide you with an air check of the format change of this radio station in next week's All Things Radio podcast. Seems as though Alpha Media is making changes to the radio landscape in Topeka, Kansas. Gone is the classic country on 106.9 KTPK-FM in favor of Christmas music. This is highly unusual because this radio station has never gone all Christmas before. However, they're doing it now, and we suspect a possible format change, and we'll keep you informed about this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast as well. One radio station that traditionally has not gone all Christmas is radio station WLYF-FM in Miami, Florida. Owned and operated by Entercom, Entercom has finally decided to change that, and they've gone all Christmas on this radio station. The station is certainly not changing formats. They're quite successful in Miami, Florida, but they're trying to compete with the other radio stations that are also going all Christmas in the Miami, Florida market. Is iHeart planning to make changes to the radio landscape in Rochester, New York? A second Rochester radio station, owned and operated by iHeartMedia, that's WDVI-FM, has gone all Christmas. It's unusual for iHeart to put two Christmas radio stations on in the same market. The other radio station broadcasting Christmas music that's owned and operated by iHeartMedia is 102.3 WVOR-FM, licensed to Canandaigua, New York, which serves Rochester, New York. We suspect that after the Christmas holiday, radio station WDVI-FM will definitely be changing formats. Finally, congratulations go out to Steve Harper, who is exiting his position as morning host at radio station WKJY-FM, licensed to Hempstead, Long Island. Steve Harper has spent a 40-year career in radio, working at radio station WKJY-FM out on Long Island. He also worked at radio station WBLI-FM for 26 years, and he's decided to exit radio to pursue interests in his marketing and advertising company. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number one was Home Depot, followed by JCPenney, Geico Insurance, Lowe's Home Improvement Centers, and eBay. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team. Or you can send me a voicemail via the conversation station. Their phone number is 712-432-6499. That's 712-432-6499. And my voicemail box number is 6254. That's 6254. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you, Jeff. Very, very interesting, as I said before we started.
Well, you know, Bill, the only thing I'm concerned about is all these stations that have gone bankrupt, or all these companies that have gone bankrupt. We've already seen four of them. We've seen Steel City Media, which owns stations in Pittsburgh and Kansas City, Missouri. And let's not forget about iHeart and also about Cumulus. And now, of course, there's Liberman Broadcasting, LBI Media. They own Spanish radio stations and television stations, and they own the Super Estrella Spanish radio network. So is this going to be the new thing of the future, or is this just a temporary thing? We really don't know.
Right. So if the FCC does totally re-examine ownership, is that a good thing to relax the rules to let companies pick up those that are failing, or does it allow ownership to fall into too few hands, and then the big company fails and you lose a whole market, which happened not too long ago.
I agree with you, Mike. And the other thing is, how do you determine the ownership review? Because the bottom line is, it's more than just radio. You've got so many other things in the mix. You've got people listening to Spotify and Pandora and satellite radio and all kinds of radio. There's a lot to consider when you start deregulating ownership of radio. Well, now it's time for Jennifer Sparks' call letter and format changes, and we'll follow it up with Bill's featured section, a look at the year in review from 1981, produced by the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of November 29th. KMBL 1450, Junction, Texas, changes format from classic country to oldies. WBAL 1090, Baltimore, Maryland, changes slogan from AM 1090, News Talk Sports, to WBAL News Radio, 1090 AM 101.5 FM. WBWD 540, Islip, New York, changes format from Spanish Contemporary Christian to Ethnic and adds slogan Bali 540. WDDK 103.9, Greensboro, Georgia, changes format from oldies to classic hits. WLKW FM 95.3, Saloon, New York, changes format from not available to contemporary Christian and adds network provider K-Love and adds slogan K-Love. WLTT 1180, Carolina Beach, North Carolina, changes primary format from talk to Spanish and changes secondary format from R&B oldies to talk. WNWR 1540, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, changes format from not available to regional Mexican. WPAK 1490, Farmville, Virginia, changes format from not available to Southern Gospel and adds slogan Cross Country FM. WWIL 1490, Wilmington, North Carolina, changes format from urban gospel to religious teaching. WDVT 94.5, Rutland, Vermont, changes format from classic hits to classic rock and changes slogan from 94.5 The Drive to Rock 94.5. KCJF 103.9, Earl, Arkansas, changes format from rock to adult standards and changes slogan from iRock 103.7 to Sunny 1210. KKTY 1470, Douglas, Wyoming, changes slogan from classics 1470 KKTY to classics 93.3 FM AM 1470 KKTY. KMRN 1360 Cameron, Missouri, changes slogan from U.S. Country 1360 KMRN to U.S. Country 99.3 FM KMRN. KPHI 1130 Honolulu, Hawaii, changes slogan from Mix 96.7 to Shaka 96.7. KCRN FM 93.9 San Angelo, Texas, changes calls to KSAO FM. WFFX 103.7 Hattiesburg, Mississippi, changes format from alternative rock to classic rock. WLYB 96.3 Livingston, Alabama, changes format from rhythmic AC to hot AC. WOKR 1310 Canandaigua, New York, changes format from talk to classic country. WWGM 93.9 Selmer, Tennessee, changes format from country to classic rock and changes slogan from 93.9 The Sheriff to 93.9 The Fox. The following stations have signed off the air. WYZE 1480, Atlanta, Georgia. KLMX 1450, Clayton, New Mexico. WFGL 960, Fitchburg, Massachusetts. WCEO 840, Columbia, South Carolina. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week for All Things Radio. I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Hello and welcome to ATR 467 Sports and News Features. This week we're going to go back in time and feature a network that was prominent in the news 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe even as early as the 40s, and they did a great job. They weren't one of the bigger networks, but you heard them all throughout the United States, and that's the Mutual Broadcasting Company. And this year, they're going to feature the news from 1981. We're going to break this down into parts, and I think you're going to find it very, very, very interesting.
From Mutual Radio News, 1981, the year in review. I'm Peter Mayer, Mutual News, reporting the top stories of 1981.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of president.
The planes bearing our prisoners left Iranian airspace.
Every one of the 52 hostages was alive, was well.
It was a short burst of gunfire. Bang, bang, bang.
The president was shot once in the left side. The Pope has indeed been shot. The president got the coffin was lowered into its resting place beneath the cruel night of darkness and silence.
Long live Poland.
Space Shuttle Columbia is on our way.
If they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
I will send to the Senate the nomination of Judge Sandra Day O'Connor of Arizona.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife?
Coming up, the sounds of the year's top stories as Mutual News presents 1981, the year in review. ...1981 was the year of Ronald Reagan. The president was inaugurated, he welcomed the American hostages home from Iran, survived an assassination attempt, and forged sweeping economic changes through Congress. As January 20th, Inauguration Day, dawned, the nation still awaited word on the fate of the 52 Americans held hostage in Iran since November of 1979. President Carter, holding out hope that he could leave office with the hostages freed, was up all night before the Reagan inauguration, directing last-minute negotiations with Iran. The agreement to free the hostages was finally signed by Carter in the wee hours of January 20th, but the Iranians dangled the hostage crisis in the face of America until the last minute. The hostages were not released until after Ronald Reagan was sworn in as the 40th president of the United States. The new president used his inaugural address to call for an era of national renewal.
It is time to reawaken this industrial giant, to get government back within its means, and to lighten our punitive tax burden. And these will be our first priorities, and on these principles there will be no compromise.
Reagan, underscoring a familiar campaign theme, said the federal government was part of the economic problems facing the nation.
It is my intention to curb the size and influence of the federal establishment and to demand recognition of the distinction between the powers granted to the federal government and those reserved to the states or to the people.
The president also had a message for potential adversaries and those he called the enemies of freedom.
Peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever.
By the time the president concluded his inaugural address, word was spreading that the hostages were on their way to freedom. News confirmed by the president at a Capitol Hill luncheon.
The planes bearing our prisoners left Iranian airspace and are now free of Iran.
And former President Carter, his voice cracking with emotion, broke the news to the hometown audience that welcomed him back to Plains, Georgia.
The aircraft carrying the 52 American hostages had cleared Iranian airspace on the first leg of a journey home, and that every one of the 52 hostages was alive, was well, and free.
As the inaugural parade stepped off in Washington, tens of thousands of people lined Pennsylvania Avenue, many of them glued to transistor radios, tuned to the final chapter of the hostage drama. The hostages are free. They are airborne. They will stop in Athens, Algiers, and West Germany before resting and returning to American soil. The nation is swept by emotion. Emotion summed up in Tampa, Florida by Elsie Koob, mother of freed hostage Catherine Koob.
Such a relief. Such a relief, and I'm so happy about it, but I don't know why people cry when they're happy. They shouldn't, but they do, and we're just so thankful to God that she's out of there safe and sound and all the other 51 with her.
And in New York, this scene, as hostage Barry Rosen's wife Barbara and the couple's young daughter told reporters...
Tell everybody, what did we just find out? What did we just find out? That what?
Please tell. Daddy's coming home.
Hooray! Yes!
And the nation said hooray. With bells and sirens in Oliphant, Pennsylvania, home of freed hostage Mike Matrinko. And prayers and songs of thanksgiving. The nation looked on as the first pictures of the freed hostages were beamed from Algiers. The scene quickly shifted to Wiesbaden, West Germany, where the freed hostages arrived for rest and physical checkups and a greeting from citizen Jimmy Carter, a former president acting as the new president's representative. It was Carter who first revealed harsh treatment received by some of the captives.
How Americans in Iran were mistreated much worse than has been previously revealed. The acts of barbarism which were perpetrated on our people by Iran can never be condoned.
The freed Americans told their own stories. Bruce German described a fake execution.
I don't say that was the closest I've ever come to total terror. So they brought in these goons, but they used Uzis and D3s and shook the place down, and we were in this classic position against the walls with our blindfolds, and they tucked the guns in our ears.
Bruce German was the embassy budget officer. Malcolm Kalp mistreated before and after his three escape attempts.
They kept me handcuffed and tied for 7 straight days. They physically assaulted me, choked me, kicked me in the head, kicked me in the body, punched me in the face, punched me in the body, pulled me against concrete walls, things like that.
Malcolm Kalp spent 374 days in solitary confinement in Iran. From Wiesbaden, the freed Americans were flown home. Home to America. First, to West Point for reunions with their families. And then, after 2 days of rest, it was on to Washington. Washington and the nation were wrapped in yellow ribbons, the trademark of the hostage crisis and the trademark of a nation's 444 days of hope. 200,000 people greeted the freed Americans in a triumphant motorcade through Washington. Mutual's John Bascom described the parade, and people in the crowd let their emotions flow.
Busload after busload of hostages coming by. There is one now with a sign saying, "Buy Iraqi war bonds." And it's drawing a large, enthusiastic cheer from this crowd. Hostages and their families aboard the buses, leaning up against the windows. Some of them have opened the windows, are wading out, and are taking pictures of this welcome home crowd in their nation's capital.
It's just great to have them home.
Just terrific. Just like you remember my family.
Say, this has been an inauguration.
Just so damn happy to be an American. I can't stop crying. I'm so excited. I'm just thrilled.
At the end of the parade route, the White House, and an official welcome from President Reagan.
You come home to a people who for 444 days suffered the pain of your imprisonment, prayed for your safety, and most importantly, shared your determination that the spirit of free men and women is not a fit subject for barter.
And this warning.
Let terrorists be aware that when the rules of international behavior are violated, our policy will be one of swift and effective retribution.
Diplomat Bruce Langen spoke for the free hostages.
The sign that we saw as we left West Point today, along a superhighway up there, that someone had hastily put up. And the world will be better for this. We pray, Mr. President, that this will be so.
Bruce Langen's prayer was echoed January 29th by another freed hostage. Colonel Thomas Schaefer told a service at the National Cathedral.
Thank God. Thank God. It is over.
The congregation that day in January sang the Battle Hymn of the Republic, a song that many of the hostages asked Americans to sing during the days of captivity. 1981 saw some of the hostages suffer lingering emotional problems. But according to government accounts, the majority returned to their jobs and readjusted to freedom. The nation held its breath March 30th. Where were you the day President Reagan was shot? Mutual White House correspondent Bill Grudy was with the president at the Washington Hilton Hotel.
It was a short burst of gunfire. Bang, bang, bang. They took the president's limousine. The president's limousine took off quickly. James Brady has been shot in the head, I'm told. Ambulance is pulled up in front of the Hilton here. Medics are surrounding Brady.
Listen to the sound of pandemonium in the seconds after the shots were fired.
Guys, we're going to need some ambulance room.
Everybody back out of there. Back out, please.
As the shots rang out, a Secret Service agent pushed Mr. Reagan into his limousine. At first, agents thought the president was not hurt. But when an alert agent noticed blood on the president's mouth, the limousine sped off to George Washington University Hospital. On the sidewalk outside the hotel were three wounded men. News Secretary James Brady, Secret Service man Tim McCarthy, and police officer Thomas Delahanty. The scene on March 30th quickly shifted from the Hilton Hotel to George Washington University Hospital. President Reagan, his knees buckling, walked into the emergency room. At first, it was thought Mr. Reagan suffered bruised ribs when he was shoved into the limousine. But Mutual correspondent Ross Simpson, the only reporter inside the hospital as the president was treated, found that Mr. Reagan's injuries were far more serious than a bruised rib.
He was shot in the left side of the lung. The senior medical officer here at the hospital has told my source that the bullet passed within 1 inch of the heart. And this has caused air and blood to accumulate between the lung and the chest wall.
Correspondent Simpson reported from the hospital as the president was taken into surgery. Another surgical team worked to save the life of James Brady, who had been shot in the head. Later, hospital administrator Dr. Dennis O'Leary had reassuring words about the president, but a cautious prognosis for James Brady.
The president is in the recovery room. He is in stable condition, and he is awake. He was in no time in any serious danger. He was alert and awake with stable vital signs up until the time he underwent anesthesia. He was in the operating room for approximately 2 hours.
As for Brady's condition,
the bullet did pass through his brain and came out the other side. He obviously has significant brain injury, and he is in critical condition.
Dr. O'Leary spoke after James Brady endured 4.5 hours of surgery, the first of several brain operations for Brady in the weeks after the shooting. Doctors also operated on the two lawmen shot in the attack on the president, Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy, who stopped a bullet meant for Reagan, and police officer Thomas Delahanty. Both survived the attack. As doctors took care of the wounded, police and Secret Service agents questioned John W. Hinckley, Jr., the accused attacker who was tackled moments after the shots rang out. Hinckley, the son of an oil executive, had been traveling around the country in the days before the shooting, reportedly obsessed by actress Jodie Foster. In Denver, attorney Jim Robinson spoke for Hinckley's parents.
We are grieved and heartbroken by this tragedy. John has been under recent psychiatric care. These evaluations did not alert anyone to the seriousness of his condition. We love our son John and will, of course, stand by him. Our hearts and prayers go out to the victims and their loved ones.
Hinckley family attorney Jim Robinson. At year's end, John Hinckley Jr. awaits trial on charges of shooting the president and the three other men. The White House was another scene of the shooting day drama. With Vice President Bush out of town, Secretary of State Alexander Haig gave a statement that later stirred controversy.
Constitutionally, gentlemen, you have the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state in that order. And should the president decide he wants to transfer the helm to the vice president, he will do so. As of now, I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the vice president, and am in close touch with him. If something came up, I would check with him, of course.
A Haig spokesman later said the secretary meant that he, as senior cabinet officer, was in charge until the vice president returned. Reagan humor pierced the clouds of that awful day in March. At the hospital, White House political advisor Lynn Nossinger passed some of the president's comments on to reporters.
He told Mrs. Reagan, honey, I forgot the duck. And then when he got into the operating room, he looked at the doctors and he said, please tell me you're Republicans.
Lynn Nossinger was the White House spokesman in the first hours after the March 30th attack. President Reagan left the hospital April 11th, 17 days after leaving the hospital. Mr. Reagan was on Capitol Hill before a joint session of Congress, thanking the nation for its prayers and support and recalling a get-well note he received.
Letter came from Peter Sweeney. He's in the second grade in the Riverside School in Rockville Center. And he said, I hope you get well quick, or you might have to make a speech in your pajamas.
While the president made a miraculous recovery from his wound, it was November before new Secretary Brady went home.
Hope you enjoyed that piece. If you want to make any comments, 800-693-0595. Press option 2 and make your comment or send an email to bill@billsparks.org. Be sure to download our podcast. We have several of them for you to download now. You can download ATR Live and ATR Extra. If you want to hear quick breaking news or comments from radio enthusiasts such as ourselves and a lot of great information, or check out our Sports Lounge Live and also the Coffee Club. Have a great week, everyone. This is Bill Sparks signing off.
Thank you, Bill. I like those year-end reviews. I remember there was one I listened to back in the 70s. They spent a half hour in each year. It was something done on Top 40. I only heard it one year. It was like 6 hours. And it was kind of neat, and they had a lot of sound bites. So I like those segments. But now let's move on to our feature stations this week, and we're going to give you a demo of three of the new soft adult contemporary stations that are taking the country by storm, because in some markets they're showing a 4-5 share, which is pretty high these days. So we're going to hear KBEB in Sacramento, California, WISX in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and WDZH in Detroit, Michigan.
With more and more radio stations adopting the soft adult contemporary format, I thought it would be time to feature these radio stations on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast. We're traveling to Sacramento, California, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Detroit, Michigan. In Sacramento, California, we're going to listen to radio station KBEB-FM. The station is owned and operated by iHeartMedia, and they've dropped their country and western format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format. Next, we're traveling to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and we're going to listen to radio station WISX-FM. They've dropped their classic hip-hop and R&B format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format, and they too are owned and operated by iHeartMedia. Finally, we're traveling to Detroit, Michigan, and we're going to listen to radio station WDZH-FM, owned and operated by Enicom. They dropped the pop CHR format in favor of a soft adult contemporary format. And yes, there are slight differences between both the iHeartRadio stations and the station owned and operated by Entercom. So without further ado, want to sit back, relax, and enjoy these soft adult contemporary radio stations on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Number one for new country and your home for Bobby Bones in the Morning.
A funny situation. Amy's at dinner. You and your husband and the waiter cursed while you were talking?
Multiple times.
Like, but while he was delivering the spiel.
Talking about things. I asked him about one particular salad.
Use the word teddy bear instead of the F word. Go ahead. Do like he said it.
Oh, how's this salad? Oh, that's teddy bear amazing.
No way.
I mean, honestly, I was like, well, this salad must be amazing. I'm probably going to get it.
Don't miss the morning of the Bobby Bones Show on The Bull. Find us now at 107.1 FM.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Find The Bull on our new home at 107.1 FM. Save us to your presets and never miss a morning of The Bobby Bones Show. Wake up with us tomorrow at 107.1 The Bull, an iHeart Country station.
I'm just flesh and bone. Oh, yeah.
The Bull is on the move. Listen to us now at 107.1 FM.
Straw beer, shimmer on hot lips.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Join me on our new home at 107.1. Still the Bull, still number one for new country. Just moving up the dial. Find us at 107.1 FM.
An iHeart radio station.
KBEB Sacramento.
For decades, there was so much great music on the radio in Sacramento. Artists you loved.
I love you just the way you are.
And songs you'll never forget.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
You are the wind beneath my wings.
Radio stations that made that great music such an important fabric of Sacramento changed. And those legendary songs and artists disappeared from the radio. Starting now, that all changes. This is a new radio station. Bringing all of that unforgettable music back to you. The new 92.5 The Breeze. Station you've been waiting for is finally here. Sacramento's new number one for relaxing favorites at work.
92.5 The Breeze, Sacramento.
Sacramento's number one for relaxing favorites at work. The new 92.5 The Breeze. Playing 10,000 songs in a row, commercial free. The Breeze. Here's another relaxing favorite you'll only hear on the new 92.5
The Breeze.
Thousand relaxing favorites in a row continues commercial free. Driven by Elk Grove Auto Mall on the new 92.5 The Breeze. The Breeze. No stress, just 10,000 relaxing favorites in a row, commercial free. On the new 92.5 The Breeze. You found Philly's relaxing favorites, 106.1 The Breeze. The only station that keeps you relaxed during the workday. WISX Philadelphia. Finally, a radio station playing nothing but soft and relaxing favorites while you work. This is 106.1.
The Breeze.
Thanks for making 106.1 The Breeze Philly's new choice for soft and relaxing favorites. Hearing 10,000 songs commercial free. That's one relaxing favorite after another with no interruptions on 106.1 The Breeze. The most relaxing place on the radio, 106.1
The Breeze.
Thanks, Philadelphia, for making 106.1 The Breeze a part of your workday. The most relaxing place on the radio, 106.1 The Breeze. We're making Philadelphia radio history by clearing out the commercials and playing 10,000 songs in a row. Philly's relaxing favorites on 106.1 The Breeze. The only station playing all of your relaxing favorites while you work. 106.1
The Breeze. Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around.
You've asked for a radio station that keeps you relaxed and refreshed. Now you've got it, Philadelphia. 106.1 The Breeze. Soft and relaxing. 106.1 The Breeze.
WDZH and WDZH HD1 Detroit. The new 98.7 The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work.
The new 98.7 The Breeze.
Nobody loves no one.
All the songs you love to sing along with have a new home, and we're playing 10,000 in a row, commercial free.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work. Taking it nice and easy and playing all the songs that make you feel good.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work.
The new 98.7, The Breeze. Detroit has a new home for all the songs that make you smile. The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work.
Hello.
We're playing 10,000 in a row, commercial free.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work. Your new home for the songs that make you smile. With 10,000 in a row, commercial free.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work. The songs that give you that peaceful feeling you love.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work. Found your new home for all the songs that just make you feel good.
The new 98.7, The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work.
98.7 The Breeze.
Relaxing favorites at work with 10,000 in a row, commercial free.
Well, there you go. Three different radio stations with essentially the same format. A soft adult contemporary format. We started things off by listening to radio station KBEB-FM in Sacramento, California, as they transitioned from country and western to soft adult contemporary. And then we moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening to radio station WISX-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. And finally, we traveled to Detroit, Michigan, listening to radio station WDZH-FM, also with a soft adult contemporary format. And it would be interesting to see what you all think about this in the All Things Radio Extra Talk Show. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Mike. Very, very interesting. And Jeff's producing of those stations all of the time. Well, it's time to wrap things up here on All Things Radio. It's time to listen to Jeff's retro feature. And this week, we're going to do a jingle sampler. So if you're into jingles, check this out. You're really going to enjoy it. Check you out on ATR Extra.
Now that the holiday season is upon us, I thought we'd do something different for the next few weeks. We're going to be featuring air checks with a Christmas or holiday theme to them. One of the things I like to do is collect radio jingle packages produced by PAMS or TM or whatever jingle company is out there. This week, we're going to feature a sample that was produced by Mike Neff. Mike Neff was program director at radio station WGY-AM in Schenectady, New York, when I moved to the Albany, New York area in 1980. Known for being a jingle collector, Mike Neff is also a whiz at production, and I think you'll find this jingle sampler very interesting. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy these jingles on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
It's one of the collectors. Well, come on in. Welcome to the magnetic North Pole of your tape recorder. We've been expecting you. All of the jingle elves are busy preparing the special Christmas edition of the Michael Neff Jingle Sampler. So if you'll just listen here, we'll join old Michael Neff right back over here. Mr. Neff.
Yes.
One of the collectors is here.
Show them in. They've been here before.
Yes. If you'll just sit right there. Good. Hope you enjoy the tape.
You're on the out to the merry go-go-round.
Well, ho, ho, ho. Sincere holiday greetings to you. And now, without further ado, and before it gets too deep in here, let's get underway with some jingles from some fine radio stations.
WVAM 143-358-4755.
Or, if you prefer to be legal,
WLIC Williamsport.
WKDA 1240. You ain't heard nothing yet.
4591290.
WDA Pittsburgh.
4591290.
Oldie jingles.
4591290.
Solid gold.
Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na.
D-A-E.
Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na-na. W-D-A-E. The music sounds best. 1050 Chum. Here's Johnny Harriman on Midway Charlotte, W-A-Y-A-S, with the music.
The flagship station of the C.M. Smith Group, 1310 W-T-T-L. Madisonville, Kentucky.
WARM, the mighty 590, reports the weather.
This is KLIF 1190,
Dallas.
Your music, this is where it's at. On Radio 15 WJBK.
KSEL Channel 95 presents the Super Sports Report.
Listen and win. WPGC.
Say it and win. KCBQ.
You want to hear good music both night and day? It's WENY.
What up?
Radio 123.
Elmira.
1220. WGAR. 14. UHAW.
WLCCB.
If you're alone and feeling lonely, just stay tuned to one and only on your radio.
Swinging all day and alive at night.
With the bright, exciting sound of tomorrow. W-E-N-E.
W-K-B-O. 79 K-U-L-F.
Now, here's Mr. Production.
With a brand new contest.
In the past, you've heard contests where ridiculously short portions of jingles were spliced together and you had to decide from what series they were taken. Now a contest with the mathematician in mind. This time, simply add the combined AM or FM frequencies of each jingle represented on this tape. Then divide by the total number of cuts you heard. That's your answer and it's that simple. Production beds, including this one, and segments intended to represent humor or storytelling do not count. For each correct answer received before Pam's litigation resumes, contestants will receive a 3-inch reel of mellow tone recording tape. The tape designed with no bias in mind. Employees of Electronics calculators and the broadcasting yearbook are not eligible. In case of a tie, judges will exchange for cufflinks. So get cracking. Rewind if you must do so, but do so soon. Here's your chance to bring your collection out of the closet and onto the floor. Have fun and good luck in the very first frequency discount contest.
We hope you win it. WFBG. WNBC
1050
WABC.
So we're wishing you a happy holiday, WTVA.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Al Mitchell.
CKLW, the Motor City.
Wixie 1260 Super Radio.
Next news at any moment. Next scheduled newscast at 5:55 on WMPS, the station that brings you first news first.
68 on your radio, the right spot. For music and news, it's the bright spot. It's WMPS, Radio Memphis.
And crystal clear, WMPS FM, 97.1 megacycles on your FM radio.
Milwaukee's Big League Station, WTMK, Radio 62.
it swinging. It's hits, it's heaven, it's 77 WABC.
Your radio so radiant, never has your set had so much soul. But we have for your ear is irresistible, pretty songs and rock and roll.
You can tell CFL,
WCFL.
Wrong.
WCFL.
WBZ Radio 103 Group W
62 WHEN
Music Radio WLS Chicago
WKLO in Louisville
WCOL The Sound
WOAI, San Antonio,
WSBI 130.
When you're sailing, don't set sail without the crew. Oh, the fantastic WKBW Radio.
There once was a young man listening to one radio station.
Urge the city council to approve legislation proposed by Mayor Lindsay
for one reason.
Right now it's 78 degrees.
For one jingle.
News at 55 and 25.
The most music on
77 WABC.
WABC, New York.
Yeah, girl.
He loved it and heard it everywhere.
1220 WGAR.
And he wondered,
do you think that they would do for me? Nah, never.
And then one day,
hi Mike.
Hi Mike.
Hey. Yes, Mr. Neff. There are some people here from Texas with kind of southwestern accents, and they want to do something. I don't know what.
Mr. Production, Super Spice Michael Ness.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you.
Well, the jingle elves here at the magnetic North Pole tell me I only have a few seconds to wrap this thing up because the jolly old elf is going to be coming down your chimney in just a few moments. So, my thanks to everybody who helped make this thing possible. I hope you enjoyed it. For those of you who are joining me for the first time, I hope to hear from you soon. And from the seasoned veterans, season's greetings to you.
Mr. Neff, watch it. Logo.
What's that?
Logo.
Oh, the logo's coming. I gotta shut up here. Here's hoping that your holiday is very cheery and bright, uptight, all right, out of sight. And from the Neffs to you, a very Merry Christmas.
Well, there you go. jingles, jingles, and more jingles than you could ever imagine. We just listened to a jingle sampler produced by Michael Neff, who is undoubtedly a great jingle collector. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't you let me know about it by email or voicemail. The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or you can call our feedback line. The number is 800-693-0595, that's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the World Wide Legend.